Once upon a time, there lived a beautiful princess in a big castle. One day, her father, the king, gave her a golden ball as a birthday present.
Happy birthday, my daughter.
Thank you, father.
The princess loved this golden ball. She started to spend all her time playing with it in the garden. One day, she went out with her ball and started to play with it, tossing it around. The princess came next to a little pond and kept on playing with the ball. Right at that moment, she could not catch the ball after she tossed it in the air, and the ball started to roll away.
My ball!
The princess ran after her golden ball, but the ball got faster and faster. Finally, the ball fell in the pond and sank into the deep waters. The princess sat down next to the pond and desperately started to cry.
My beautiful golden ball! How am I going to bring it back?
Suddenly, she heard a voice.
Ribbit! My beautiful princess, why are you crying? Ribbit!
She looked around but could not figure out where the voice was coming from. When she looked closely, she realized that the voice was coming from the frog that was right next to the pond, looking at her. The frog leaped towards the princess and asked again after he got closer.
What's wrong, my beautiful princess? Why are you crying?
The princess got stunned when she saw a talking frog.
A talking frog? How can that be?
Well, here I am, talking beautiful princess. Now tell me, why are you crying?
Coming back to herself, the princess started to tell her story.
The golden ball that my father gave me fell in the pond. It's already at the bottom. How am I going to get it back?
The frog came next to her feet and made an offer.
My beautiful princess, I will bring back your ball. But in return, I will need you to do me a favor.
The princess was curious.
So what's the favor?
If you accept to be friends with me, I would like to live with you in the castle.
The princess thought about it and then accepted his offer. So the frog jumped in the water and went out of sight. A while later, he appeared with the golden ball and threw it to the princess. Reunited with her ball, the princess happily started to walk back to the castle. Seeing the princess leaving the frog behind, Frog yelled after her.
My beautiful princess, you forgot me. You promised to take me with you to the castle. Ribbit.
The princess yelled out from afar, laughing.
How can an ugly frog like you even imagine to live with a beautiful princess like me?
Ribbit.
The princess left the frog right there and went back to her castle. In the evening, the king, queen, and the princess sat down at the dinner table. Right when they were starting to eat, they heard a knock on the door. The maid told them that a frog had arrived and told them that he was invited by the princess and asked permission to come in. The king, surprised, asked his daughter.
Would you like to tell us what's going on, my daughter?
Well, Daddy.
The princess told all about what happened that morning at the pond.
If you gave a promise to the frog to save your ball, then you must keep your word for it.
The king ordered the maid to welcome the frog inside. A while later, the door opened and the little frog came in leaping and stopped next to the dinner table.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, my king, for allowing me in.
With one big jump, the frog landed next to the princess's plate. He looked at her, unhappy. The king ordered a plate for the frog, but the frog stopped him.
No need for a plate. I can eat from the princess's plate.
The frog started to eat from her plate. The princess was really upset with him, but she thought that he would leave after the dinner anyway, and didn't say anything. But the frog had no intentions to leave after the dinner. When she left the table, he followed the princess to her room. Time passed and the frog got sleepy.
My princess, I'm really sleepy. I'd like to sleep in your bed if you don't mind.
Afraid to upset her father, the princess had to say yes to that too. The frog jumped on her bed and put his head on her soft pillow. Trying not to show her anger, the princess laid next to the frog and slept. In the morning, the frog woke the princess up.
Good morning, my beautiful princess. I have one more wish from you. If you do that, I will leave right away.
Hearing that the ugly frog would leave soon, without making it obvious, the princess was extremely happy. All right, shoot. What is it now?
I want you to kiss me, my princess.
The princess jumped out of her bed furiously. How dare you? That is impossible. The smile on the frog's face disappeared, and instead a teardrop ran down his cheek. The princess thought for a while. Oh well, what's the big deal with one tiny kiss? Evidently, I won't see him ever again. And so she gave him a kiss. As soon as she kissed the frog, a bright white light covered the room. Due to the light, the princess couldn't see anything. After a short while, the light disappeared. The princess started to see again, but this time she could not believe her eyes. Right where the frog was standing a moment ago, there was a very handsome man instead. The princess was stunned with what she was seeing. She couldn't believe her eyes, and so she asked, "Who are you? What happened to the frog standing here?"
"My beautiful princess, I am the prince of a land far away. The evil witch cast a spell on me and turned me into a frog. To break the spell, I had to spend one night next to a princess and get a kiss from her. Thanks to you, I am safe from being a frog forever."
The princess was very surprised, but also very happy with what she heard. They both went next to the king and told him all about it.
"This should be the second lesson the frog has taught you, my dear daughter. We should not evaluate anyone by only their looks and judge without knowing the whole truth about them."
The king hosted the prince for a few more days in his castle. The prince and the princess came next to the pond where they first met.
"My princess, will you marry me and come with me to my kingdom?"
The princess smiled and nodded, accepting the prince's offer. And right at that moment, a sound broke the silence.
Ribbit! Ribbit!
They turned and looked where the sound came from. There was a frog next to the pond, looking at them. They held their breath and waited for him to talk. But it didn't happen. They both started laughing.
"Don't worry, little froggy. I'm sure you too will find your princess one day."
And laughed a little more. After a short while, they got married and lived happily ever after.